Good morning, everyone. I'm John Huckenberry. Jerome Vaughn is in for Adoree Adoji from WDET in Detroit, where we are on the air this week. And I don't want to scare the listeners of Detroit. Peter Maurici there. You were listening to that. I sometimes get dizzy when I listen to Peter. You were following that, right? The deposits are over with the insurance companies, right? Mm-hmm. The banks have all the bad loans. The regional banks can use the capital, but without depositors, they can't lend. So it's like there's three things, and they're unconnected, and the federal government has to kind of bring them back together again. I think I got that right, but if I asked Peter Maurici if that was right, I'm sure he would yell at me and say, you weren't listening to me at all. So are there regional banks that are healthy in your neck of the woods in Detroit?
There are a few, but yeah. so many have been bought up by the big banks over the last several years.
And a big speech tonight. Barack Obama will be addressing the nation in a joint session of Congress. Sort of a State of the Union kind of speech. At least that's the way it's billed. We're asking today for your six-word motto for the U.S. in 2009. Kind of a tee-up for Barack Obama's speech tonight. And also, Education Secretary Arne Duncan has some similar thoughts. He wants to rebrand the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind policy. He alluded to that on the Department of Education website. Maybe you can help him out. How would you rebrand education in the U.S.? Which brings us to the next segment. It's our outtake, a different look at important issues, an unconventional view, perhaps, of an important policy that all Americans are concerned with. Joining us now is Bob Compton, who's a venture capitalist and executive producer of the education documentary 2 Million Minutes. He joins us from Carmel, Indiana, from our affiliate WFYI. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Now, one part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the so-called stimulus package, is to provide $100 billion of emergency aid to education, and that's going to be dispersed ostensibly by the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan. If you look at the number, it seems like a big deal. But if you look at the kinds of initiatives and the sort of sense that at least Arne Duncan is displaying as he describes the kinds of things he's going to do, I don't know how radical this program is. First of all, listen to Secretary Duncan talking about how he plans to disperse this money.
Obviously, there's a huge sense of urgency. People are hurting out there. There's a recent study that came out that talked about as many as 600,000 teaching jobs being lost. We need to avert that catastrophe. We need to get dramatically better, but we have to keep people working. We have to keep teachers teaching and keep our students learning.
So, Bob, here he's talking about using the money to basically redress problems of a fiscal nature in individual districts. That doesn't necessarily argue for a big new strategic initiative on education. What's your view?
Well, I think that's right. He, in his press release on February 18th, where he hailed the stimulus package as an historic opportunity to create jobs and advance reform, you know, that was the spin. That sounds terrific. But as one reads into the hundreds of pages of the ARRA Act, what you find out is that he's being disingenuous at best. The bulk of the funds, just over half of the funds of the $100 billion, are going to go to the states. And the bill is quite clear in its purpose. On the very first page and then repeatedly throughout the bill, the purpose is to preserve jobs, assist those hurt by recession, promote economic recovery, stabilize state budgets. And its operating principle is spend the money fast. And I think so what's being done with the majority of this money is keeping the current teachers employed, which is not an unworthy goal, but to try and now take this this emergency relief bill and spin it as the House Appropriations Committee labeled it, you know, education for the 21st century is just not accurate.
I mean, Barack Obama campaigned on a no more business as usual, or we're not going to do things the Washington way, and yet this is exactly the Washington way. I mean, this is all about the status quo. All it can really do is reinstate the status quo in districts all around the country.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is the traditional way by an order of magnitude. The
Well, let's listen to Marty Duncan. Secretary Duncan had some other things to say, and you know, he's somebody who has a good track record for innovating in Chicago, but yet you can hear here, and I want your evaluation of this, how he really has become, in a certain sense, a prisoner of Washington and Washington's own inertia. Listen to this.
Yeah. And we're just going to have a really simple strategy. What worked, we want to build upon. What didn't work, we're going to fix it. But there's lots of smart folks out there, and I want to get out and travel the country, listen to students, listen to parents, listen to teachers, listen to principals, and we'll come back late in the year with reauthorization.
It's Education Secretary Arne Duncan. Now, he's just basically going to listen to people and imitate what's already being done that he says works. That doesn't argue for a big top-down strategic change.
No, it doesn't at all, and particularly when he's under the mandate to spend the money fast. You know, he's got to get 50% of the money allocated within the first 6 months. You know, Arne Duncan, I think, was a very good choice for Secretary of Education. His career in Chicago was marked by consensus building, by incremental progress on reform. He unites people, he moves people in the right direction, but he does it methodically and incrementally. So President Obama hired the right man, but now he's given him the wrong mission, and he's loaded him with $100 million to spend fast. And that's, I think that's, at best, it's going to, this money is going to go into the states along traditional channels, and it's going to cement American education firmly in the 20th century. But it is going to do next to nothing, maybe at the fringes, but I believe next to nothing to moving the American K-12 education into the 21st century.
Well, there's a takeaway. Bob Compton, venture capitalist and executive producer of the education documentary 2 Million Minutes, which is how long it takes to go to high school. Bob, thanks for joining us. He was at station WFYI, our affiliate in Carmel, Indiana. Listen tonight to Barack Obama's speech. What educational mission will he present to the nation in that speech tonight? We'll find out. And with a preview, here's Femi Okeh with the headlines.
Hello there, John. Good morning to you, Jerome. The time is 29 and a half minutes past the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.